Yeah, I'm fucking back. I'm back with new motherfucking information on this world. Society got me tripping. Guess what, guys? I turned 30 on the 14th. Happy birthday to myself. Okay? Happy birthday. Yeah, I just turned 30. Yeah. 10 years plus decades. Put them decades in now. Yeah. I done been through everything, mostly. All the bullshit. I appreciate segregation, okay? Because if it wasn't for segregation, I wouldn't be talking my shit the way I am talking right now. Listen, guys, these people out here trying to destroy us. Malitan people, listen. Yeah, you see I use the words Malitan. High Malitan, fresh, born, new, beyond, queen, goddess, everything. What are you saying? Okay, all the tools that has been put up in this world has been by Malitan. Malitan is the most important thing in this world. Why you think most black people still live more than motherfucking white people? Okay, black people don't get a lot of cancer. The most black people get is probably breast cancer. Okay, RIP to my Aunt Linda. Okay, breast cancer. All right. You know what I'm saying? Breast cancer runs in the black family. Diabetes runs in the black family. But at the end of the day, white people get the most diseases in the world. In the world. Yeah, listen. Y'all go do y'all Google, because at the end of the day, they ain't out here going to the hood, giving out surveys, saying, hey, come and do a fucking experiment. No, come do a survey with us and we gonna pay you compensation and then we gonna see what it is. No. Let me tell you something, black people. My fault, I hate using this word black. Okay, black to me is feel like I'm calling y'all niggers to me. You know? My people, Malitan, high Malitan. It sounds so sexy when it comes in my mouth, yo. Because I run into a lot of Malitan women in my life, you know? I love high Malitan women. I can't say I don't hate light skins, but I love my Malitan women. I love dark skins. I'm a brown skinned person, but I love my chocolate. I love my dark chocolate. Like, real trap. But no, not trying to get off topic. Guys, listen. It's a new world out here now. It's 2019 going to 2020. If anybody don't understand the 80s, 70s, and 60s, they need to listen. Alright? Y'all born from the 2000s? The phones, the internet, y'all just hearing all this information that's been pop up on the surface, okay? I've been in the motherfucking inner circle, okay? Y'all just externally to the fucking surface, okay? Y'all new millennium people don't know what really went going on, okay? The schools, the politicians, they all fucked us in a young age, okay? They tried to delirious and tried to hallucinate us minds and put us in a fantasy, like, yeah, everything's okay. But ain't everything okay? Let me tell you something. When they put that iPhone in play, guess what happened? It changed everybody's mindset. Everybody want an iPhone, all right? When I was fucking 14, 15, 16, I didn't even care about no fucking phone. I was still in a mindset like trying to socialize with human beings, okay? Walk up on them and have a conversation. Like, nowadays, you don't do that. You FaceTime a motherfucker. Or you go on Instagram and you live a motherfucker. Like, what is that? Where did that get you? That's all pump fake. Because you know what it is? I think it's a scare tactic. Alright? It's a scare tactic. My mom's and people, y'all need to stay back strong. I'm trying to teach y'all something. In the 80s, they ain't play that. In the 70s, they ain't play that. In the 60s and 50s, they definitely ain't fucking play that shit. Okay? Understand y'all fucking roots. Understand y'all grandmas, y'all grandfathers, y'all great-great forefathers that told you this shit, okay? That's why y'all doing this dumb shit. Y'all talk about being free, alright? But free to y'all is just a fucking phone and a couch and a coochie. That's all it is. It ain't trying to build another brother up. I see a lot of organizations, small organizations, and there's some fucked up shit about it. They call them small organizations because nobody's up there profiting or giving the motherfucking donation. Listen, I ain't got to go through a fucking pay app or none of that. I'll walk up in that facility. If you're doing something black positive, I'll give you a couple dollars. All right? You ain't got to know my name. That's what I like to do. I like to be anonymous about all my shit. Because at the end of the day, I want to see progress. When I walk down the street with my nieces and everything, I want to see progress. If I give you a couple of dollars, I give you $100, I give you $30, that shit better turn into a profit. It's called watching. I'm a watcher. You ever seen them documentaries of certain beings in the world? Yeah, there are a lot of beings in this world, guys. Let me tell you something. Y'all believe in the God. God is everywhere. Yeah, he's everywhere. That's what we want to use that word, D-O-D, okay? We want to use the word God in the format of trying to understand ourselves, all right? You see me? Because that is the most important thing that's keeping everybody elevated is that word, G-O-D. And I tell you this right now, if it wasn't no G-O-D or it wasn't nothing that holographic stuff that people put in our head, nobody want to be inspirational. Everybody would be up and killing everybody, literally. I mean, it's still killing, it's still murdering, it's still kind of seductive, everything around here. But at the end of the day, it's kind of mild leveled. Where I'm from, it's like, it's high, but it's not high. Okay? I can't speak for other states, but I can speak for my own fucking state and my own city, okay? Okay, we from the cheese state. Yeah, we got bodies around, and we having a bad year. We having 3-4 bad years, okay? Since I'm 30. I seen it. I be walking down the street, and I hear confrontations, you know what I'm saying? I want to be the big person. I want to be Superman. But at the end of the day, I got fucking 3 people to live for, all right? Listen, all I can do is try to give you the word. And if you don't compromise, if you don't understand it, if you're not humble to it, then how can I even talk to you? You're not saying nothing. You're up there ranting. You're ranting. R-A-N-T, you're ranting. You're ranting through your problems. Listen, everybody got problems. I got problems. My sister got problems. My mom got problems. My brother got problems. Everybody got problems. This is called situations, my nigga. This is the light until you dead. I watched this documentary called Clint. His name is Clarence. Y'all ain't really know about this man. This man put a lot of y'all singers on. A lot of y'all singers, a lot of y'all rappers, all the soft music. I'm talking to the old heads. All y'all old heads always want to talk about Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, but y'all ain't know about that nigga Clarence. Y'all ain't know about that man. Nobody knew about this man. This man ain't had no money. This man had power with no money. And he black. He black. He brown. He ain't brown. He black as shit. I love that man now because you know why? At the end of the day, he that nigga put a lot of shit that I listened to from my age growing up. All right? So I'm just trying to tell y'all younger youth, listen, y'all younger youth rappers and y'all younger youth people ain't giving y'all shit but pussy. That's all they give y'all, pussy and money. Talk about, yeah, I got money. Yeah, I could get this, I get that. But listen, the age you at right now, the college people at the age that you at right now will take that money and invest that shit into something better. Y'all niggas are weak. Y'all weak. And all we looking at is y'all videos and we hallucinate. It's like a porno. You know you can't fuck that bitch like a porno. You know you can't hit that bitch like you want to in a porno. You just do how you supposed to do as a human being. That's normal. Understand the game. Understand. Everybody wants to play a piece in this world. That's nothing wrong with that. I want to play a piece in this world. I stay in my lane. I do what I can. That's all I can do. I don't overstrain myself. I don't overstress myself. I'm fucked up because I got heritage. I got a bald head. My daddy lost his head at a young age. I'm gratefully took 4 years and got my shit glossed at 25. But I still have my hair. Back in the day, when that shit got fucking patchy, I cut that shit off. That means that I grown. That means that I'm not into all the sadity and the sophisticated and oh, I'm this, I'm that. No, I'm not into all that no more, yo. I'm grown. Too grown now. I'm about to be old. My casket probably coming in 10 to 20 years now. Who telling how I live my life? I'm not wishing no death on nobody. I don't wish death on my damn self, but I'm just saying, this is life. Life can grow how you want to grow it. This is where the freedom comes in. This is where the segregation part comes in, whereas though the people from the 70s and 80s been bit by dogs and hosed down and crept in here by fucking Billy Clubs and dumbass cops trying to fuck him over and shit. Listen, this is a new millennium now. New millennium people, y'all have to hold y'all shit down. Your parents work for shit to make y'all in a predicament that y'all in right now. Y'all choose to be fuck people. And that's why this world gonna be fucked up. Why we think we got Donald Trump? Donald Trump was my nigga. No, I'm not no Republican, but I'm a Democrat. And I don't understand this shit, but now I understand it. At that time, now I know that I'm on a fucking Ku Klux Klan fucking I'm a Democrat. And it's crazy that I even know Democrats fuck with the Ku Klux Klan. They try to suppress everybody. Okay? But I'm gonna tell you something right now. I ain't with the politician no more. I ain't never gonna vote no more. I'm not gonna vote. Why would I vote for both any side that don't make no fucking sense? Why would I vote for any side that puts all my people in depression? Okay? Y'all trying to put America in a third world country. Then we destroy ourselves. We already the biggest, baddest country that everybody run to because know why? We're export. We're import-export. Okay? We got terrorist tax on everything. You bring some shit over here, you gotta pay that money. Alright? You gotta pay that bread. You think you gonna just go bring your phones, bring your computers over here on the boats and think that you ain't gonna fucking pay extra? You know what you doing when they say you pay extra? You manipulating our people. And I ain't talking about no one color. I'm talking about all minority. Alright? All who lives in America, all who got a birth certificate, understand this. You live in a situation or you live in a culture or a politician way of life. Some people live in the projects. I'm not born from the projects. My mom was born from the projects, okay? But I understand how to hustle and get mine. Alright? Get your own. You might have 1,500 friends. You might have a bestie and all that. Get your own. That's all it is. You fuck everybody else because you want to be friendly, and that's what America wants you to be. That's the game. Love and friends can destroy your ass. Alright? Because your friend is your worst enemy. Love is your worst enemy. It makes you vulnerable. It makes you destruct. It destroys everything in your life. Alright? This is the life that everybody plays nowadays now. I used to sit back as a young boy playing my games, not even caring about society. You know, when my mother took my game away, my mother took everything away from me, I had to go outside and I had to be interjected with everybody. And then once I've been interjected, my words came in play. And now I'm destroying everything in a fucking game now. Nobody can tell me shit. All the bullshit is fake. Alright? Only thing is real is blood. And death. That's the only thing real in this fucking world. Everything else is a play mind game. You want to see a nigga lose his house. You want to see a nigga lose his car. You want a nigga see lose his business. You want to destroy a brother. And that's how it is. A brother can't go to the motherfucking bank and get a real fucking loan. He got to show all these documentation and prove that he's not a fucking criminal. A nigga 18-year-old. 20 and he gets out of college, graduated college, he go get something, he want to be a businessman, he got to fucking really, really fight for it. Unlike if it's a Caucasian, alright? He already sitting on $100 million, alright? He already sitting on that bag. Ain't no black man sitting on that bag. It ain't saying take it from his parents, nothing like that. It's because the society kept his parents down. His parents tried to strive to be somebody, and they focused, they kept higher and higher, and now they still had to play the games of the fucking white privilege. Alright? Yeah. I ain't stupid about nothing. I ain't let nobody fool me. My t-shirt's gonna be popping soon, yo. TWC215. Houston from Philly. Philly to Houston. How you wanna put it? My t-shirt's gonna be popping. And I'm gonna make sure everybody gonna understand my logo. I understand my fucking proposition, where I'm coming from. Because everything around here is fucking fake. I can control this whole fucking world. If I want to. Ain't no government. The government will probably do is try to set me up on some shit that I got something charged on. But guess what? Young Flex underscore TWC 215 ain't got no fucking charges, bitch. You can't fuck with this nigga. You can't. This nigga's the beast. He stay on his humbleness. You can try to, but guess what's gonna happen? Think 4 or 5 steps ahead of you, brother, man. Alright? I'm a zebra stripe. Yeah, I have a brown skin, but I mix. My dad is fucking Haitian Irish, alright? My mom is black and Latino, alright? I'm fucked up. I ain't fucked up like, yeah, retarded. But I'm fucked up to understand, yeah, I can't play your game. I can never sit here and bleed your fucking conversation. I can never do that. It's just not in my blood. My blood is to think. Ask questions, motherfucker. You can't play me. You can't. I'm too strong for that. Why do you think people think that the quiet person is the worst person you need to talk to? Huh? The quietest person knows everything. Mostly everything. But I'm more than quiet motherfuckers, yeah. I'm only quiet for a reason. I ain't got time to play your little shenanigans, alright? I ain't got time to be laughing on the block about dumb shit, alright? Because of the day, you know you're serious. You're serious, alright? Listen, everything is fucking serious, alright? I'm the last of the 80s babies, alright? The joke of the last of the 80s babies, alright? Because now, the 90s and the 2000s are all fucked up. Everybody thinking that they can't get got. But guess what's happening? Young boys getting shot now by young boys. Ain't no OGs out here popping these young boys. The OGs, Kevin, the young boys to go pop the young boys. You talk that shit in the rap game and see what happens to your ass. You know you from the wrong streets. Alright? You say the wrong name in the fucking language, and guess what's going to happen? 6 feet deep. Alright? That's the life that everybody live. It don't matter where you from. It don't matter what city, what state you claim. Okay? At the end of the day, most people that live in this country are fucking blessed to be in this situation because all they gotta do with it is fucking guns. Because niggas is pussy nowadays. Niggas ain't gonna put no fucking hands up. Niggas wanna put the gun and try to stab your ass or probably sneak your dumb ass. Niggas pussy nowadays. I ain't sneaking nobody. If I call you pussy in front of your face, you better put your fucking hands up. Call you a fag, you better put your fucking hands up. No, I wanna see you later. Yeah, I know what you want to see me later for, because you want to catch me on a fucking lacking type shit. On some corny faggot shit. Y'all niggas want to talk about gays and homosexual shit, but guess what happened? Most niggas that don't put their hands up on nigga that tell them in front of their face and go out and say, alright, I'll catch you later, are some faggot niggas. Faggots. I ain't got time for that shit. Always about my own mentality, dog. I've been fighting since I was a young boy. And I ain't crazy about it. I don't even start fucking fights. Niggas start with me. They want to start up the motherfucking shit. If you want to be my friend, just be my friend. You know what I'm saying? But if you trying to be something else, you're going to get knocked the fuck out. That's real rap. I'm 153 pounds. Ain't nothing wrong about me. I don't give a fuck how big your ass is. I don't give a fuck you 200 pounds, 300 pounds. I'll take your ass down. Your pussy nigga going to try to get a gun on a nigga. Malatin people need to listen. Need to wake the fuck up. We are the kings, we the queens of this shit. We destroying our own people. The white people are got the fucking TVs and the top motherfucking brotherhood laughing at us. Your black people, let me crash that. I'm sorry for saying that. My Malatin people, business Malatin people, are sad at the low-breeded black people. Yeah, I'm not calling you niggers. Because that's what it is. When you call me a black, I feel like you call me a nigger. So I use the Malatin word. Because Malatin feels so more beautiful. It's beautiful to my words. Because it makes me understand who I'm talking to. But I know when black people comes in, niggas, yeah, I'm changing the lingo now. Black considered to me as nigger. Malatin feels me as a god, king, goddess. Alright? Don't ever call me a fucking black man. Ever. Alright? Because I'll beat your ass, nigga. Because I treat you like what you want to call these white privileged motherfuckers is. Alright? This is Young Flex underscore TWC215. Yo, comment on my stuff. Like my stuff. I ain't got time for none of the, yeah, one time. Yo, I'm real. If anybody want to book me for anything, message me. Message me. Any topic, message me. It don't make a difference. It's YoungFlex_TWC215 podcast all day, every day. Yo, talk to y'all later. I got more of this shit to say. It's part one.